When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, September 6th edition. We have a 15-game slate on tap for you. Absolutely loaded. Tons and tons of ways to go. Hope everybody had a good Thursday and enjoyed that boring-as-hell NFL game where it seemed like neither team was ready to play football this year. Neither team. So that was a fun one. Hopefully this Sunday is a lot better. And if it is, you should be at thequantedge.com. Promo code Bubble will get you set up over there with the package of your choosing with a nice little discount. So go check them out at thequantedge.com. They've added college football to your NFL package now. So go check it all out. Awesome, awesome stuff. Tons and tons of content. Quantedge.com, promo code Bubba. We'll get you what you need there. Otherwise, join us at the Fantasy Sports DGen Slack chat, and we'll answer questions and rock and roll. It's been busy all week, as usual, with the boys getting it in. All right, your totals on the slate. St. Louis at Pittsburgh, 8.5. Texas, Baltimore, 9. D-backs, Reds, 9. Royals, Marlins, 8.5. Yankees, Red Sox, 10.5. Phillies, Mets, 8.5. Jays, Rays, 9. Nationals, Braves, 9. Cubs, Brewers, 9.5. Indians, Twins, 10.5. Angels, White Sox, 9.5. Mariners, Astros, 10.5. Tigers, A's, 9. Rockies, Padres, 9. Giants, Dodgers, 8. There are 5 totals of 9.5 or more, but 11 totals of 9 or more. So a lot of offense could be in play. There's 19 totals of 5 or more. It's the thing with this slate is, it's not like a bunch of glaring 10-plus totals. It's just a lot of shaky pitching where it's either going to be really boring games or there's going to be a lot of fireworks out there. And that's why when we go to the pitching on this slate, for a 15-game slate with 30 pitchers on tap, I have 7 guys for you. I really tried to narrow it down as best as possible. If more things come up throughout the day, that's why you join me in the FSD Slack chat or the TQE member Discord. We'll talk about that stuff there. But at this point in time, I'm trying to keep it as small as possible for the messy day that we have ahead of us here. Also, watch the weather. Texas-Baltimore, wind blowing in from center field about 11 miles an hour. That's nice. Philadelphia and the Mets, wind blowing in from right field about 16 miles an hour. Rain all day, clears up later tonight, so keep an eye on that one. Mets-Boston, wind blowing in from right field about 12 miles an hour. It's nasty. I'd be shocked if this one plays. Be really shocked if the Yankees-Boston plays. So keep that one in mind. I'd probably almost cross that one off my list, but I'm not a meteorologist, so that could change. Washington, Atlanta, wind blowing out to center field about 10 miles an hour. Angels, White Sox blowing out to right field about 11 miles an hour. So a couple things to watch there. The rain up in the New York, Boston area. Hope everybody keeps staying safe through this Hurricane Dorian. It's been a rough one out there for the East Coast. All right, let's get in to the pitching on this slate. And it's weird because there are 6 guys over 10K. There's 9 guys over 9K. I have one guy for you. One guy. I'll give you the cliff notes on the rest, and because there will be others that play well. But Lucas Giolito at 12-1, really good play against the Angels. But the Angels don't strike out a lot. At that price point, you need a big day. I'll pivot elsewhere. Patrick Corbin, wind blowing out, Atlanta, 10-8. He's a GPP play. I didn't put him on my list. He is GPP viable on a slate like this. Atlanta's kind of slowed down a bit. At the same time, Acuna, Donaldson, Freeman can hit anybody. Ozzy Albies smokes lefties. You wouldn't be shocked if they got it going. But if you want to go GPP, Corbin is there. Robbie Ray in Great American Small Park, I'll pass. Another guy similar to Corbin. Tough matchup, but he's always got the upside. I just prefer Robbie Ray at home in a better opponent. But Ray at 10-5. Denelson Lamet at 10-3. I just can't pay that price tag for Denelson Lamet. Just flat out. I've said it every time. I've never understood DK's algorithm for having Lamet. He should be like $8,800. Michael Pineda at 10K, I love. I've been using him a lot. He is GPP viable in this game, but facing the Cleveland Indians, I'm not a huge fan of. If you need to go there, though, on a slate like this, Pineda could be used. Not going to Domingo Germán. Dallas Keuchel, when he was cheap, was good, $9,300. Wind blowing out to center field against the Nats, I'll pass. So that's everybody except the man I'm targeting. It's Clayton Kershaw at home against the San Francisco Giants. He's faced the Giants twice this year, averaging over 22 points per game. He has a 2.53 home ERA this year, averaging over 24 points per game at home. Got beat up at Arizona's last start out, but then 31 against the Yankees, 18 against Toronto, 38.5 against Miami, 33 against St. Louis, 17, 28, 32, 26, 28. If 18 is the floor and almost 40 is the ceiling, the way pitching's gone these days, give me all the Clayton Kershaw. The Giants strike out 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Kershaw's a minus 250 home favorite with a 27% strikeout rate and a 48% ground ball rate. And the Giants have a 2.9 team total, second lowest on the slate. 277 lefties, 298 righties, 311 wOBA, 159 ISO for the Giants versus left-handed pitching. Huge fan of Clayton Kershaw when it comes to DraftKings tonight. That's where I'll be going. I gave you the cliff notes there. Corbin and Pineda could be GPP viable. Kershaw is just the nuts for me if paying up top. When you drop into the 7 and 8K range, my second favorite pitcher, and it's really scary to say it, but for the regular listeners of the show, I've said it time and time again, Homer Bailey is built for that Oakland Coliseum. When he goes on the road with the A's, a 7.5 ERA. At home, a 2.96 ERA, averaging 21 points per start. He's faced the Tigers twice this year when he's a member of the Royals, and he averaged 21 points per start against the Tigers. He's been very, very good. He even put up 24 points in the Bronx. In the Bronx, his last start out. And he faced the Yankees two starts previously, prior to that in Oakland, 26.6. He had 32 at the Giants. He pitches well in pitchers' ballparks. He gets the Detroit Tigers tonight, a team that you can obviously pick on. They strike out 27% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Homer frickin' Bailey is a minus 230 favorite tonight. Homer Bailey, minus 230. He strikes out 21% of the guys he faces, 45% ground ball rate, and the Detroit Tigers have a team total of 3.5, third lowest on the slate. They have a 289 wOBA and a 152 ISO versus right-handed pitching. I really like Homer Bailey at $8,500. Big fan of that one tonight. Big, big fan. After Homer Bailey, it starts to get a little murky. You could look at a Brendan McKay against Toronto. McKay coming back up. He was very up and down his last time out. I don't know how they're going to monitor his innings. He's a really, really good GPP play. Just buyer beware. Steven Matt, $7,600. Watch the weather in this one with that wind blowing in from right field. Against the Phillies team, it's been very, very hot and cold. Matt's faced him five times this year. He's made four starts. He has not pitched well against the Phillies. But at home, a 2 ERA, averaging 16.5 points per game at home. And it's weird because he's got those bad overall numbers this year. So it was really, really bad early because his last start out was at Philadelphia. Five innings, seven hits, two earned, six strikeouts for 18.5 DK points. He has six or more Ks. Well, he's got five or more Ks in five straight starts, if you want to go that way. Five or more Ks in five straight starts. He has 18.5 or more points in five straight starts. Steven Matz has figured something out, and it's looking really, really good. I know he's messed with his pitch mix quite a bit, and he's facing a Phillies team that strikes out 24% of the time versus left-handed pitching. 23% K rate for Matz, like I mentioned. Five or more Ks in five straight starts, six or more in four of those five starts. He's been very, very good at 46% ground ball rate as well, facing a Philadelphia team with a 3.85 team total. That is the fourth lowest on this slate. Lefties 351, righties 315. That was more the early season Steven Matz, not so much this one. Philadelphia is always scary, but at the same point, you're getting Steven Matz for $7,600, which leaves a lot of upside in that matchup. So a guy like Steven Matz against Philly in play for you tonight. Dylan Bundy, I'll go back to the well again. Wind blowing in Baltimore. Bundy's just been that guy that he's got the boomer bust. You know, he's got 25-plus point upside, or he can get destroyed. You know, at Kansas City, 16. Home against Tampa, 9. Home against Kansas City, 24. At the Yankees, 5. But then 18, 18, 4, 19, minus 14, 26. Total boomer bust, GPP only. But it's $7,300 for Dylan Bundy facing a Texas team that strikes out over 24% of the time versus righties. He's very, very much in play for us tonight. Texas has a 4.3 team total. It is the eighth lowest on the slate. Lefty's hitting .308, righty's .313 versus Bundy, and the Rangers are .313 wOBA and a .169 ISO. They are lost at the plate right now. John Means was phenomenal last night, had one rough inning where our boy Nick Solak went to Ding Dong City. Other than that, he pitched great. Their bullpen pitched well. Bundy at 73 in play tonight, and the wind will help him as well. Last but not least, this one, pay attention to the news today. Brock Burke is in Texas, or is in Baltimore facing the Orioles. The reports are they may limit his innings because he had a three-day battle with the stomach flu. If they limit his innings, you do not want Brock Burke for $7,100. If they do not limit his innings, Brock Burke at 71 is a very good GPP play. So keep that in mind when you see the news come out today. So in the 7 and 8K range, I got Bailey 1, Bundy 2, Mats 3, Burke 4. Mats may be safer than Bundy, though, if you don't want to take that risk. So you could put Mats 2 if you want a little safety net. All right, below 7K, it's Muddy Waters. Muddy Waters. The two I'm looking at here is matchup dependent. And the first is Tim Melville, the Colorado Rockies, at the San Diego Padres. He's made one road start this year, got 23 points in that one. Basically, he got beat up at home against Pittsburgh for minus 9. At home against Atlanta, 18.5. At Arizona, 23.4. He's been sneaky good this year with four more Ks and two or three starts. He's kept the ball in the ballpark for the most part, one home run or less in two out of three starts. Actually, in all three starts, because he gave him one start with no home runs. But Melville faces a San Diego team that strikes out over 26% of the time versus righties. Melville, the problem with him, big fly ball guy, but he's in San Diego, so that helps a little bit there. The Padres have a team total of 5.1. That's rather high for the Padres, but they have a 300 wOBA and a 168 ISO versus righties, which is not lights out good by any means. So keep an eye on Melville as a $6,400 punt. It does have a little bit of upside for you in that one. The other one, you got the wind blowing out to right at 11 miles an hour in Chicago, so be careful. But Dylan Peters at 54 at least has my attention. He's averaging about 10 points per game overall in the season. He's got big upside, though. That's what makes him a fun punt at 54. He is at his last start at home, 16 against Boston, at Houston, minus 1, at Texas, 5, at home against Pittsburgh, 21, at Boston, 20, at Cleveland, 16, 5, Baltimore, 3, at Seattle, 19, Seattle, 14. He has big boy upside. Like, he's had, I think, that was like two or three rough starts in there. Other than that, he's pitched really, really well. For $5,400 at the Chicago White Sox, a team that strikes out almost 26% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Peters, 20% K rate, 41% ground ball rate. And you got a White Sox team with a team total of 5.1, just like San Diego, a 321 wOBA and a 153 ISO. So anything can happen in any matchup, but at $5,400, Peters at least has that 15 to 20 point upside as a punt that you're looking for. So I got Peters 1, Melville 2 down below. Recapping your pitching. I got Kershaw by himself up top. If you want to go Robbie Ray, you want to go Michael Pineda in a GPP, go for it. But it's Clayton Kershaw for me. In the middle, big Homer Bailey fan. I got Bundy, Mats, Burke. Keep an eye on Burke's pitch count. Secondly, if you want to be a little safer, Mats over Bundy is totally fine. Down below, Peters, Melville. So a lot to like for you on that one and on this slate. Before we get into the hitters, let me talk to you about Superdraft. Awesome way to play daily fantasy sports. I know a lot of guys in the Slack chat have been starting to get it going. It's a cool format. You don't have to worry about salaries. Play the guys you want to play. Take the risk you want to pick, because in theory, the cheaper they be on DraftKings, the more value or risk you can take and get on Superdraft, because it is an exclusive multiplayer game mode. A brand new way to play DFS. Draft any player you want with no salary restrictions. Each player is given a value that multiplies their points, giving you the ability to maximize your score with the players you want. And this weekend, they have a $125,000 week one NFL contest with $25,000 going to the winner up top. It's a cool new format. Like, the multiplier idea, this weekend, Jared Goff is 2X. So for every point he gets twice as many. Where, like, Patrick Mahomes, I think, is like 1.2. So do you want to take the cushy Pat Mahomes or take the gamble with Jared Goff? There's all kinds of things like that. That's how baseball works. Is Mike Trout will be 1.1 one night. Like, Mookie Betts was 1.4 last night. He was value. They rotate throughout, like, based on certain situations, certain algorithms. Tons and tons of fun, though. So go check it out at Superdraft. Use promo code Bubba to get you going over there. And when you make your first deposit of $10 or more, you'll get a free $10. But use promo code Bubba when you sign up and make things happen. All right, the bats on this 15-gamer, there's going to be a ton. So, again, join the chats, ask the questions. But guys like Gary Sanchez versus Jalys Chacin at 53, if you're paying up, he's worth a look. Wilson Contreras went deep last night. He's 46 for Zach Davies tonight. And Vic Caratini's 44 as well. Both Cubbies could be in play for you this evening. If you don't like Steven Matz, JT Realmuto at 41's got appeal, but so does James McCann at 4K versus Dylan Peters. We know how our boy McCann loves to hit his lefties. Lefties are hitting 352, righties 329 off Peters, but James McCann's a different kind of breed when with it comes to facing lefties. Some others to challenge here. Wilson Ramos just keeps hitting. He's 39 versus Zach Eflin. Very much worth the look for you. Pedro Severino, if Burke is on the mound, Severino's 3,700 versus a lefty. That's something we can definitely get behind in this one. And then other than that, you're just going to look for your punts, your normal punts. You can go Fegley or Murphy from Oakland versus Turnbull. They both have power upside in that matchup. Beef Wellington's 3,200 bucks versus Dylan Peters. That's some good value on his account. Trevino of Texas at 31 versus Dylan Bundy is in play for you as a cheapie as well. And it just goes down the list and see what other punts come out when lineups get released. First base position, Anthony Rizzo at 54 versus Davies. Not bad. Rizzo's been kind of quiet overall, especially in the power department. So paying up that much is challenging, but at the same time, it's Zach Davies. And you got a Cubs team with a 4.9 total. Lefties 362, righties 328. So Rizzo at 54 could be in play for you. Big Meat Pete versus Zach Eflin at 51 is a good GPP play. Big Meat Pete is bashing baseballs, and Zach Eflin just hasn't stopped much of anything this season. Lefties 354, righties 281 versus Eflin, but Big Meat Pete's a different type of righty. Cody Bellinger versus Samardzija at 51, very, very in play. So is Jock Jams in a GPP. Samardzija's been very up and down, more down than up, it feels like, but he does put a lot of quality starts out there. He might give up three or four, but if you're stacking, it doesn't pay off. But there's also the days where he just gets blown up. So pick your poisons with the Dodgers tonight, but at home versus a righty, they're always in play, at least at the start of the day. If Mike Ford makes the Yankees lineup at 48 versus Chacin, he is in play for sure. Sliding on down, Matt Olson at 46, very good play versus the Bulls. Spencer Turnbull, the Oakland Athletics have a 5.5 team total, fourth highest on the slate. Lefties 355 versus the Bulls, righties 312. Good spot for Matty Olson tonight at 4,600. And so is Jose Abreu. If you're not using Dylan Peters, we love our Abreu versus left-handed pitching. He's 4,500 tonight versus Dylan Peters. Abreu went deep yesterday for 19 DK points. He's very inconsistent overall in the season, but still hitting 316 over his last 10, three doubles and a home run. That's why he's a good cash game play with GPP upside, especially versus lefties like Dylan Peters. A few other ones like Trey Mancini versus Burke at 44 has some upside. Rhys Hoskins at 43. If you want to go that direction, Nate Lowe's 42 versus Cletus. Clay Buchholz takes the bump for Toronto. That definitely has GPP appeal on it. Renato Nunez at 41 versus Burke. Not shabby either. Sliding on down below the 4K. The Trumbo had a big double last night for 5 DK points. If you want to get weird versus Burke, you can go Trumbo. I probably won't because I just don't trust him, but he is there if you need him. Garrett Cooper at 39 versus Jorge Lopez of the Royals is a cheaper value you could target. Matt Beattie's only 39 versus Jeff Samardzija. That's another value if you want to get some Dodgers action, but cheaper. Beattie is one of those guys. And then other than that, like Austin Nola's 35 versus Framber Valdez. Nola went deep yesterday. Loves hitting left-handed pitching. Has some sneaky pop against lefties. Seattle's got a 4.3 team total. Lefties 299. Righties 337 versus Framber Valdez. So a guy like Austin Nola can be sneaky at 35. A few other ones, Ryan O'Hearn at 34 versus Pablo Lopez of the Marlins. It just sucks it's in Miami, so you lose a lot of that upside in that matchup. Second base position, we're going to start it off with Ketel Marte at 57 in Great American Small Park versus Tyler Mahle. Definite upside in that matchup. Arizona 4.6 total, lefties 344. Versus Tyler Mahle, so you can get in on that. Same with Escobar at 53. Or you just go on down to the likes of Jose Altuve at 51. He's in play for you yet again. Johnny VR switch hitting at 49. Big upside with Johnny V as usual. But a good cash game play at 47 is Jeff McNeil, second base outfield eligible at 4,700 bucks against Zach Eflin. Set the table and do some damage there. Don't mind that at all. Whit Merrifield's really getting it going. He's 4,500 versus Pablo Lopez. 20 more points yesterday as he went 4 for 5 with two ribeyes. 28, 13, 14 in his last four. Really starting to get it going the Witt way. $4,500. Not a bad play, especially in cash. A few others. Tommy Edman, if you're stacking. He's a part of the Cardinals stack. So is Colton Wong. He's actually been more upside than Colton Wong of late. So keep an eye there. Luis Arias at 41 versus Plutko. Not shabby. Hansel Alberto versus another lefty at 4K. Always a big fan of Alberto versus a lefty. Alberto's hitting 436 over his last 10 games. He's 4K for you tonight. Adam Frazier's been streaking, but he batted 7th last night, so I do not like that. I want Frazier at the top of the order, or I usually don't play him. If you want a cheap GPP play, Jerks and Profar went deep again yesterday, hitting 290 with 4 home runs over his last 10, averaging 12.3 points over his last 10 games. So Profar versus the Bull does have some appeal to it. Farther down, you got Grugman Odor at 39 versus Bundy, or Nick Solak, who went deep last night at 3,800. That's a good value there with Solak versus Bundy. Robbie Cano versus Eflin at 38. Definite value as well. Cano hitting 325 over his last 10. Put up 26, 19, and 14 in his last... 26, 19, 14, 8, 23 in his last 5. So 14 or more in 4 of his last 5. And he gets a great game versus Zach Eflin tonight. So Robbie Cano at 38. Serious value on this slate. A few others to peek at here. Jason Kipnis only 36. Versus Pineda, I like quite a bit. Ben Zobrist, if he's leading off at 36, has value as well. I like Kipnis's upside more, but Zobrist, if you're stacking, I can get behind that as well. And then other than that, Austin Nola and a few others down here. When you're checking, like Joey Wendell at 33, big value for you as well. Let's head over to the third base position on this slate. The hot corner is always loaded. You got Rendon at 56 versus Keuchel. Great play. Bregman in play two. Escobar at 53. Rendon does take the cake up there. That's pretty solid. But for some reason, our boy Rafael Devers got a price decrease. He's down to 5K versus Domingo Herman. And given, I don't think this game plays tonight. And Devers is hitting .133 over his last 10. So he's slumping. But Devers also against Herman is a very, very solid play if the game plays. Miguel Sano, GPP viable at 49 for sure. But you might be able to save some cash at third base. If you don't go Rendon, maybe Devers, you can drop on down. You got Suarez versus Robbie Ray at home. It's where we want Suarez versus a lefty. Robbie Ray's not your average lefty, but not a bad play. Matt Chapman, very good play at 45 versus Spencer Turnbull. Lot to like there. Hunter Dozier, only 44 versus Pablo Lopez. Upside in that matchup as well. Justin Turner at 44, not bad. If you're not using Peters, though, Yoan Moncada at 43. Big upside in that one. He had 12 points yesterday. Switch hitting it well. He's got 11 or more points in 3 of his last 4. So 43 for Moncada's in play. Same with Kyle Seager, who hit home run number 21 last night. 30 DK points. He double-donged again for the Mariners. He has 20 or more points in 2 of his last 4. He's just a beast. He's a beast out there in the month of August, and he's carried it into September. Kyle Seager at 43 versus Framber Valdez. Going down farther, like Renato Nunez at 41, Luis Arias, Hanser Alberto. We mentioned all these guys already. Dual position eligibility, Nick Solak. So there's definite options to mix and match. Colin Moran against Miles Mikolas. Mikolas not great on the road versus lefties. So keep an eye on Colin Moran at 36 if you need to punt it out. And then like Ty France at 3,400 versus Tim Melville. That's a nice GPP play if you want to punt it out. Big power upside. France is second base, third base eligible. Definitely a guy you can take a peek at there. Shortstop, you got Bregman at 55. That's a good play. Bogarts at 53 is not bad. But Francisco Lindor versus Pineda at 52. I really like the upside in that one. Trey Turner at 51 versus Keuchel is nice. But that Lindor versus Pineda, big upside there. Alberto Mondesi, if you're stacking the Royals, you can go there. I stacked the Royals yesterday and left him out just because he's so expensive and so volatile right now. He has to get on his steal. He's got a huge ceiling, but that floor can drown you. So I left him out yesterday, but if you need him, I get it. Bo Bichette went deep again yesterday. He's 49 versus Brendan McKay. Don't mind him at all. Love Johnny VR at 49 as usual. So up top here, it's like Lindor, VR, Bichette would kind of be where I'm leaning on the top part of the shortstop position. When you come on down, though, like Didi Gregorius at 47 versus Chacin's nice. I really like Marcus Semien. If you're stacking the A's could be a fun stack tonight. They really, really could. Again, fourth highest team total versus the Bull. Sucks they're in Oco Coliseum, but the upside's there. Semien, good spot for you. Going down farther, Tim Anderson does hit lefties well. 10 points yesterday. 10, 26, 5, 10, 10 in his last 5. gets Peters tonight at 4,500. Someone to keep an eye on there. Paul DeJong went deep again. He is really heating it up here. Well, at least it felt like he was. Yeah, back-to-back games with homers, 16 and 17 against the Gigantes. He's a very streaky player. He's 4,100 bucks. If you're feeling it, go for it. If not, leave it alone. And go to Ahmed Rosario at 3,900 bucks. Nice value versus Zach Eflin. A few other ones to take a peek at. Corey Seager's down here at 3,900 bucks. Gene Segura versus a lefty at 38. That Seager price is pretty nice. So is Segura if you're fading Steven Matz. Dylan Moore of Seattle at 3,700 versus Framber Valdez. Don't hate that at all. And then just keep checking. Like Miguel Rojas, 34. Willie Adames, 33 is really cheap. Really, really cheap. Lots of options will pop up on these 15 gamers that you can exploit and take advantage of. Heading to the outfield, there's going to be tons and tons and tons of options. Ketel Marte, sure. Yelich's always in play. Jordan Alvarez versus Seattle, 55 is outstanding. Big fan of that. Aaron Judge in a great spot versus Chacin. Like Nelly Cruz versus Plutko at 53. Plutko gives up so much power to right-handed pitching. It is ridiculous. So Cruz, really good play at 5,300 tonight. Juan Soto is always in play. Kyle Schwarber's at the 51. That's crazy, but GPP viable for sure. You got Belly Bombs. Betts went deep again yesterday. So a lot to like. Kepler at 5K. Jock Jans at 5K. There's like 15 guys at 5K or more. Ketel Marte, Jordan Alvarez, Nelly Cruz would be my top three if I have to mix and match there. But then DraftKings did it again. They did it again, guys. Lucas Giolito is very good, though, so I can understand it more here. But Mike Trout at 4,900 bucks, it's cheap. I get it more because Giolito is very good. I'll respect that. But it's Mike Trout. Show some damn respect to the GOAT. Starling Marte at 49, not too shabby either. Love Austin Meadows. Loved him yesterday. He went to Ding Dong City. He's 48 versus Buchholz. Another great spot for Austin Meadows. The Tampa Bay Rays have the highest team total. It's right next to the Astros. They're like neck and neck. But lefty's 375, righty's 376 versus Clay Buchholz. So a guy like Austin Meadows, Tommy Pham, great plays at 4,800 bucks. Anthony Santander switch hitting versus Burke at 48. I like that. Nick Castellanos at 48, very, very solid as well. For your Royals, Jorge Soler and his 40 ding-dongs are in play against Pablo Lopez for Shizzle. Jeff McNeil in your GPPs. I prefer him at second base instead of the outfield, but he's there. Eddie Rosario at 46 went deep again yesterday. Very nice value against Plutko. Mark Canha at 46, solid value versus the Bull as well. Willie Calhoun, he came back guns a-blazing, but now he is slumping again. He hasn't had double-digit games for about like five, six games now. Been pretty quiet, but a good spot versus Bundy at 4,500. Mentioned Whit Merrifield at 45 already. I love Michael Conforto at 45. That's a great price tag against Zach Eflin, who is just bad. Conforto hitting 302 over his last 10 games with six extra base hits. So good look there for Mikey Conforto. I mentioned yesterday Reynolds was in a great spot. He went deep for the Pirates, got 30 points yesterday, sitting 367 with eight extra base hits. Over his last 10, he's 4,500 bucks versus Miles Mikolas. Good look for Brian Reynolds tonight. Michael Brantley at 45, not shabby. Trey Boo Boo at 44, Hunter Dozier at 44, all in play for you there. A few other ones, you got guys like Franmil Reyes in a GPP. He's always in play at 43. Kyle Tucker went deep yesterday. He's 4,200 bucks. If he cracks the lineup again, he's worth a look. Eloy Jimenez has been really heating up here. I think September could be a fun month for Eloy. He's hitting 390 over his last 10 games with five extra base hits against Dylan Peters tonight at 41. That could be some really nice value in that matchup. A few others here before we wrap it up. Because Avisel Garcia at 39, Kevin Kiermaier. I like that Garcia call quite a bit at 39 for some value. Garrett Cooper, talked about him earlier. Jason Hayward at 39 for the Cubbies. Matt Beattie as well at 39, nice and cheap. But there's going to be a ton to like down here on slates like this when lineups come out. Brandon Nimmo's 37. Jake Cave's only 37. That's a good look versus Plutko. Very good look versus Plutko. JBJ's 36 versus Herman. Low Kane's only 36 versus Cole Hamels. That's got some upside. So is Chris Davis at 36 versus the Bull. So lots and lots and lots to go off of. Check your lineups. Talk in the chats. We'll break it all down and make it happen on this Friday action. Recapping your pitching up top, you got Kershaw in the middle. Bailey, Bundy, Matz, Burke down below. Peters and Melville. When you're stacking it up, Tampa's a great spot versus Toronto. No hiding that at all. Houston, obviously in play. But Tampa, Minnesota, Oakland, really, really good looks there. The Dodgers always have potential, but that Tampa, Oakland, Minnesota be a nice four-way start for you there. And then you can get weird with some other guys like Baltimore, the Cubbies, Cleveland versus Pineda. I like the Mets a lot, too. The Mets versus Eflin's a very good one. Eflin has not been good. The Mets could have some fun there against Zach Eflin, so keep an eye on that one. But lots and lots of ways to go. Like I said, when you have 11 of the 15 totals of 9 or higher, there's a lot of potential just like boom games that don't like appear to be 12-point games right now or 12-run games, but could really balloon later on. BVP, we'll get you out of here. Brian Reynolds, 6 for 11, 3 doubles versus Miles Mikolas. Adam Frazier, 11 for 31, 4 doubles, 2 triples. Josh Bell, 8 for 26, a double, 2 homers as well. So they've hit Mikolas quite well. Shocker, all lefties, like we talk about. Dexter Fowler, 6 for 13, 2 doubles, a triple, and a homer off Musgrove. Goldie, 6 for 12, a double, and a homer. Not bad. They're hitting 320 as a team off Musgrove. So that Pittsburgh-St. Louis game can be quite interesting. Keep that in mind. Lots of ways to go again on a 15-game slate. Benintendi, 5 for 9, 2 homers off Herman. Bogarts, 4 for 8 with a double and a homer. Bradley's taking him deep as well. Ramos, Alonso, Frazier, Cano, and Conforto have all homered off Zach Eflin. They're hitting 274 as a team with a 382 WOBA and a 282 ISO. The Mets hit Eflin just fine. Gene Segura, 5 for 10 with a double, triple, and a homer off Steven Matz. Kingery, 6 for 14, 2 homers. Cesar Hernandez, 9 for 17 with a double. Harper, 9 for 26, 4 doubles and a homer. Hoskins taking them deep 3 times. They're hitting 341 with a 448 WOBA and a 267 ISO for Steven Matz. Wowzers. That is some history. Freddie Galvis, 8 for 24 versus Robbie Ray. Here we go. Josh Donaldson, 5 for 10 with a double and a homer. Camargo, 5 for 13, 2 doubles and a homer. Duvall, 4 for 11 with a double and a homer. Swanson, 4 for 11 with 2 doubles. The Braves versus Patrick Corbin. Brian Dozier, 7 for 17 with a double and a homer off of Dallas Keuchel. Yan Gomes, 7 for 20, 2 doubles and a homer. Howie Kendrick, 11 for 27, a double and a homer. Asdrubal Cabrera has a homer as well versus Keuchel as a team. They're hitting 342 with a 400 WOBA and a 188 ISO versus Dallas Keuchel. David Fletcher, 4 for 7, 2 doubles and a homer off Giolito. Mike Trout, that $4,900 guy, 1 for 2 with a home run off of Giolito. Just keep that in mind. Hernan Perez, 10 for 19. This could be a value. He went deep yesterday, I believe it was, too. He's 10 for 19 with 2 doubles, a triple, and a home run off Cole Hamels. Low Kane, 6 for 21 with a double and a homer. Ryan Braun, 13 for 46, a double and 3 homers. Yelich's taking him deep as well in their matchup. Schwarber, 6 for 28 with 4 home runs off Zach Davies. Chris Bryant's hitting 347, 17 for 49, 2 doubles, a triple, and 2 homers. He's only like 4,300 tonight. Baez, 10 for 33 with a double and a homer. Addison Russell's got a double and a triple. Wilson Contreras taking him deep twice. They're hitting 328 WOBA and a 177 ISO versus Davies. A few others. Bregman, 5 for 7 with a double and a homer. There's a lot of BVP tonight, boys and girls. So keep that in mind. I probably jinxed it now. Yeah, pretty much. Yep, nothing. Justin Turner, 6 for 15, 3 doubles versus Samardzija. Belly bombs, Peterson and Bo taking him deep. That'll do it. That is your Friday Quick Hits. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Lots going on at FSD. We have Bench with Bubba episode 207 with Mark Wimkin previewing this weekend's fantasy football action. We have Bench with Bubba episode 208, Bubba and the Bat Flip episode 7, a lot of fantasy baseball talk. We have the 2-point conversion NFL DFS podcast previewing this week's NFL DFS main slate with myself and James. Recorded an always pressing PGA DFS season recap with Jesse last night. Really cool stuff there, so go check that out. There's more and more and more coming up. Go check out Superdraft. Promo code Bubba will get you what you need there. Doc's got his UFC work for the weekend. So much cool stuff there. But get at it. Rating and review on iTunes. Hope everybody has a great weekend. I will be back with you on Monday. But this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, September 6th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.